This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Some sharp exchanges occurred in last night's presidential debate in New Hampshire, just before Tuesday's first-in-the-nation primary. But for the most part, the seven Democratic candidates on stage kept it civil and focused their harshest attacks on President Trump. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks was at St. Anselm's College for the event last night and joins us now. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, Sharon.
Give us a sense of some of the key themes that emerged from last night's debate.
So, of course, this debate took place just 4 days after the Iowa caucuses, from which Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg emerged as the winners, and they're leading in New Hampshire, according to polls, with Sanders in front. So no surprise that they took some of the hardest hits. Right out of the gate, Joe Biden was asked to expand on his criticism of Buttigieg as too inexperienced and of Sanders for identifying as a democratic socialist. So here's Biden.
Bernie's labeled himself, not me, a democratic socialist. I think that's the label that the president's going to lay on everyone running with Bernie if he's a nominee. And Mayor Buttigieg is a great guy and a real patriot. He's a mayor of a small city who has done some good things.
So, Sharon, done some good things. That's what you might call damning with faint praise, the implication being that Buttigieg doesn't have the experience. Buttigieg also took fire from Amy Klobuchar, who had a really strong debate performance. She referred to him sarcastically as a cool newcomer.
Anthony, with Biden starting off that way, how did Sanders and Buttigieg respond?
Well, in fairness, it was an attack that debate moderator George Stephanopoulos kind of teed up for Biden. And eventually he put it directly to Sanders and talked about how President Trump is already on the attack against the Vermont senator.
And before the Super Bowl, he joked with Sean Hannity about your honeymoon in Moscow. Those hits are going to keep coming if you're the nominee. Why shouldn't Democrats be worried?
Because Donald Trump lies all the time.
But Sharon, this soon turned into a bit of a moment between Sanders and Buttigieg, who casts himself as a Washington outsider who can unify a divided country. Buttigieg says he rejects political approaches that could alienate lots of voters.
A politics that says it's my way or the highway.
Are you talking about Senator Sanders?
Yes, because we've got to bring as many people as we can into this process. Look.
And here's how Sanders responded to that.
The way you bring people together is by presenting an agenda that works for the working people of this country, not for the billionaire class.
And Sharon, as you know, and as Sanders has said many times, that agenda includes a $15 minimum wage, higher taxes on the rich, and Medicare for all, among a number of other programs.
And Anthony, back to Joe Biden for a moment. In the Iowa caucuses, he finished in fourth place. How do you think he fared last night?
Well, Biden spent 2 days holed up in Delaware with his advisors trying to reset his campaign. So he wanted a strong result last night. I don't think he won the debate, but he probably did well enough not to hurt himself further.
Another candidate who certainly needed a strong performance last night was Elizabeth Warren, being as the Massachusetts senator finished third in Iowa. Anthony, how do you think she did last night?
So interestingly, she's been casting herself as the candidate who can unify the party. So she's sort of stayed out of the fray, passing up opportunities to attack and to be super aggressive. But frankly, you just didn't hear that much from her last night. And in fact, a member of her campaign complained after the debate that she wasn't given enough opportunities to speak. But she had a couple of strong moments. For example, here she is responding to a question about former New York mayor and billionaire Michael Bloomberg. Jumping into the race.
I don't think anyone ought to be able to buy their way into a nomination or to be president of the United States. I don't think any billionaire ought to be able to do it, and I don't think people who suck up to billionaires in order to fund their campaigns ought to do it.
So that was a swipe at a number of the candidates on the stage who accept PAC money and high donor contributions.
Now, Anthony, as you see it, did last night's debate do anything to change the shape of the race in New Hampshire at all?
You know, it's hard to say, but I don't think so. There wasn't one of those viral moments like we saw in the Republican debate back in 2016, if you'll recall, when Chris Christie kind of dismantled Marco Rubio and in what was really the beginning of the end of Rubio's campaign. So you're looking at a race in which Sanders is the front runner. Pete Buttigieg is riding a wave from Iowa. Warren is hoping to reemerge, and Biden is hoping to at least survive so he can go on to South Carolina, his supposed firewall, where he has the support of African-American voters. That was pretty much the shape of the race going into last night, and it's pretty much the shape of the race this morning.
Anthony, thank you.
My pleasure, Sharon.
WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks reporting from New Hampshire.